campaigns farmers are removed from the land they rent on the eve of the growing season. That's as the landowner grapples with potential contamination in the soil after flooding from December's devastating storms. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. That story is up next. In late April, the American Bald Eagle Foundation contacted its renters with concerns that flood water could have contaminated their farm. Nick Schlossstein and his wife Leah Wagner make their living working the half-acre farm and selling seeds as found root. They've been on the land for the last five seasons, but we're told that's not an option for this year.
Their communication was that nobody would be allowed on the field, and they weren't sure when people would be allowed back out there.
December's record rain cut large ruts into the main crop field at what's called the Henderson Farm. Sand, gravel, and debris flowed into the field, which sits directly below a defunct petroleum pipeline. Multiple studies were done on the soil around the pipeline, but none showed unsafe contamination levels, according to state officials. The American Bald Eagle Foundation declined to comment at this time. For 2021, the couple had planned a series of infrastructure upgrades, including the building of a hoop house on their personal property and expanding their farm plot at the Henderson Farm from a half acre to a full acre. But those plans would change. The couple was forced to find storage for all of their farm equipment, lay off an employee, and radically change their projected business model for this year.
We're going to be able to keep offering seed, but what we're unable to do this year is to continue our seed breeding efforts and also to continue building our farm for local produce.
Schlossstein says they are poised to lose the entirety of their summer farm sales, which they projected to be half of their annual income. Found root wasn't the only business facing removal. The Henderson Community Garden, which sells produce to local customers through farmers markets, has also been shut down. Sue Waterhouse runs the project and says she was all set to plant this spring.
Well, last fall, you know, we tilled the land. We put seaweed on it, we put it to bed, and we paid the rent.
But the American Bald Eagle Foundation was clear. Because of possible contamination to the field, renters would be refunded their 2021 rent payments. Members of the gardening group were instructed to have all possessions removed by the end of May. Waterhouse says she moved her operation to a small plot at the Southeast Alaska Fairgrounds and will continue to grow as much produce as she can from there. The foundation tasked the Tak-Chinook Watershed Council with the job of collecting samples and sending them out to a lab in Anchorage. Those samples came back late last week and did show the presence of some contaminants. The level of contamination has not been established, neither has a plan for cleanup, nor the future business operations. The Department of Environmental Conservation, along with the Tak-Chinook Watershed Council, will provide details as they become available. For KHNS, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.